Patient's last name is Major, M-A-J-O-R. First name is Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S. Date of visit is March 16, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Van Gumbo. Van Gumbo is spelled Gabriel Van Gumbo, V-A-N space G-O-M-P-E-L. First name is Gabriel. Next we're over to Dr. Van Gumbo. It's a pleasure to see Alexis today for initial evaluation for possible Charcot-Marie tooth. An external history of present illness patient is a 34-year-old female, common cheek implant, leg weakness, and foot drop bilaterally. First step, patient tells me that she thinks she has Charcot-Marie tooth. First step, she tells me that she had her father, her paternal grandmother, and her paternal grand aunt, all have Charcot-Marie tooth. She's concerned she also have that. The patient has been having leg weakness since she was child. Now she has an significant foot drop. It's been progressively getting worse. Patient, however, denies any numbness. Denies any hemiparesis, hemi-body sensory changes. Next pair of past medical history, foot drop since 1988. Patient has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Next pair of medication, none. Next pair of allergies, no drug. Allergies. Patients are allergic to sulfur medications, skin rash. Next pair of a social history, patient single. Patients are licensed aesthetician. Patient has two children. Patient smoked 10 cigarettes per day for 5 years. Of course, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient to a family history. There's significant family history of Charcot-Marie tooth. Father, paternal grandmother, paternal grand aunt. Next pair of review system. Please do not put a review system. This for a neurological examination, motor examination. Patient has significant leg weakness. First, that patient has a severe foot drop bilaterally. First, that patient is unable to dorsiflex bilateral ankles. First, that patient also has dorsiflexion weakness. Patient also has ankle dorsiflexion weakness. 3 out of 5 bilaterally. First up, patient also have knee extension weakness. Next step, right arm is amputated. The left arm has full strength. Thanks for sensory examination. Patient tells me that patient's intact sensation to light touch to all limbs symmetrically. DTR, patient has hyporeflexia in the knees and Achilles tendons. Next for a recommendation, suspect of Charcot-Marie tooth. Patient has bilateral foot drop and bilateral leg weakness. Patient's father, paternal grandmother, and paternal grand aunt all have a Charcot-Marie tooth, according to the patient. Next for a recommendation, explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next number, I would recommend patient to the UCSF Neuromuscular Disorder Clinic for further evaluation, for genetic testing. Genetic testing for Charcot-Marie tooth. Next number. I will refer her to get an EMG nerve conduction study for some sort of a dysmorphia at the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is H-E-N-D-E-E. Again, H-E-N-D-E-E. First name is Christopher. March 16, 2023. Next for a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that in 2007, conversation was in Campbellton in California. A patient was doing a run, with heavy equipment on his body, with about 110 pounds. Vision tells me that he suddenly collapsed, fell down, and he lost consciousness completely. He was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. Patient believed that he hit his head. Vision was completely unconscious, and patient had amnesia after that. Patient tells me that when he woke up, patient was in the leader's shoulder. Patient was needed to carry him the rest of the run. Patient tells me that you had a severe headache, the first patient was amnestic, the first patient was confused and disoriented, the first patient tells me that he could not feel the legs when he woke up, the first patient tells me that he was evaluated by medical staff at the field, the first an observer of first patient tells me that I have severe headache and confusion, disorientation for the rest of the day. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in multiple head injury. First patient had when he was in training, patient had multiple head injury and blows to the head. First patient had multiple head injury to the head during martial arts training. First of a patient was evaluated for the SEAL program, SEAL program. First of a patient was in some really grueling training exercises. The first of a patient tells me that he got injured to the head multiple times. First of a patient, every time he got blown in the head, the time of patient had become very confused and disoriented. First of a patient tells me that he currently has significant memory loss. For first patient has significant difficulty remember things. The first patient has significant short-term memory deficits. The first patient has difficulty with comprehension and reading. First patient has difficulty following instructions. The first patient gets disoriented very easily. First patient has difficulty to concentrate and focus on the job. The first patient feel like a fog all the time. First patient also has significant headaches. The first patient is currently a sheriff, a comma, the sheriff's office. The first of a patient is a policeman. The first of a patient tells me that his headaches, a comma, memory deficits are affecting the way he do his job. The first of a patient, same patient is telling me that he misplaces thing a lot at work. The first of a patient will forget his duties. The first of a patient would keep asking the same questions on the job. The first of a patient's difficulty to concentrate and communicate. The first of a patient gets disoriented very easily. The first of a patient difficulty to follow instructions on the job before step. Next paragraph. It is my opinion the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. In 2007, in Campbell, California, a patient had lost consciousness and fell to the ground. A patient was a complete loss of consciousness for for 5 to 10 minutes. A patient believed that he hit the head. He woke up confused, disoriented, and severe headaches. A patient had amnesia for the rest of the day. A patient does not remember reckon the rest of the day. A patient tells me that he has severe headache, a confusion, disorientation. A patient since then has significant cognitive deficits. A first patient memory becomes very poor. First patient has significant short-term memory loss. A first patient misplaces things a lot. A patient also has significant concentration difficulty and comprehension difficulties. So first of all, MoCA examination, MOCA MoCA examination today shows that he has significant deficiency in delayed recall. He only scored 1 out of 5 on the delayed recall. Next prayer, it is my opinion that he has sustained traumatic brain injury. The loss of consciousness, multiple head injury during martial arts training, multiple blows to the head, headaches, confusion, disorientation, all signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. He currently has significant cognitive deficits with the memory loss. The patient has difficulty concentrating and focus. Have difficulty follow instructions. These are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks at the end of the patient.